During the Epiphany season, which begins every year on January 6th, we focus on the significance of Christ, how it is that he became flesh and dwelt among us. The season begins with the day of Epiphany, continues with Christ's baptism, and then reflects on other events in the story of our faith and the ways in which those events made the person of Christ known as the light of the world, as the Savior of the world. We talk about the journey of the Magi, those wise men from the East, about God's message offering salvation to all people. We talk about Christ's baptism and his first miracles. We talk about his transfiguration. In the Epiphany season, we focus on Christ and how he is revealed to us. That word Epiphany, after all, means to make known. And this is the season when we celebrate the fact that God has fully made himself known to us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. In this Epiphany season, we're going to celebrate the fact also that God reaches out to all people who are estranged or abandoned, to all those who are anxious or troubled, to the sick, to the dying, to the lonely, to each of us who carries the burdens and the complications of life on our shoulders. This is the time for us Christians to proclaim to the whole world and to each other what we know is true, that God did so love the world that he gave us his Son. White, the color of Christmas, continues as the color for the day of Epiphany. Green becomes the color for the rest of the season. Green, the color of growth, signifying the fact that while Epiphany is a continuation of the celebration of Christmas, that Christ's righteousness becomes ours through our growth in God's grace. Light, the central symbol for the season, Christ, the light of the world, represented by the star which led the wise men. The Christmas cycle proclaimed the coming of Christ, and now, during the Epiphany season, we will prepare and we will celebrate and we will reflect the fact that Christ is with us and known to us forever and ever.